How to send frozen food by courier transport. Have you ever imagined how frozen foods are sent by couriers? Isn't it concerning and something to think about? If you have ordered something online and are wondering how you will get it, don't worry. With the right packaging and a little safety, your food will reach you with no damage to the package or food spoilage. Here's how frozen food transport in Brisbane helps to send your frozen food courier in the right condition. Pick the appropriate courier service. Frozen food shipments are not always handled by couriers. Dry ice, frequently used to keep frozen food cold during delivery, can be subject to limitations from some carriers. Make sure to select a courier with experience transporting perishables goods. Pack your meals carefully. Packing your frozen food properly is essential when delivering it via courier. An insulated container and a refrigerant, such as dry ice or gel packs, are required. Using an insulated container. Use an insulated container big enough to hold your meal and the refrigerant. A tightly fitted lid should be on the container as well. Most frozen goods transport providers in Brisbane use an insulated container to keep food fresh. Using dry ice. For exporting frozen food, dry ice is the best refrigerant to use. Food may be kept frozen for up to 48 hours with it. However, due to the fact that dry ice is a dangerous substance, there are various limitations on its shipment. Use gel packs as a substitute for dry ice if you can't send it. Food may be kept cold for up to 24 hours using gel packs. With these simple tips in mind, your courier will reach you in the best condition. However, it is your job to choose a reputed company with good quality packaging and experience delivering frozen food. This will ensure that your food is safe throughout the journey.